This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Would you like to go camping on a lakefront property? Then build yourself a lake next door. That statement might sound overly simplistic, but today we'll learn about a reservoir which was recently constructed in southwest Kansas. It is serving the outdoor recreation needs of thousands of people from Kansas and beyond. It's today's Kansas Profile. Last week, we met the Jantz family of MJE LLC, which is the company that constructed this project known as Horse Thief Reservoir. Audrey Rupp is district manager for Horse Thief Reservoir. Gene Webb is Horse Thief's historian. Audrey grew up at Tribune, studied tourism and hospitality at Fort Hays State University, and became manager at Horse Thief in November 2021. Gene Webb is a lifelong resident of Hodgman County, where the lake is located. "I've hunted and fished in this area since I was 12 years old," Gene said. "Now I'm 85, he said. Gene served on the board of the Horse Thief Reservoir Benefit District for many years. The Corps of Engineers had been interested in the possibility of a dam here back in the 1930s, Gene said. "In tight budget climates, how would such a project get accomplished? In more recent years, the Pawnee Watershed District studied the issue and proposed going to the state to create a tax benefit district that could generate resources for reservoir construction. I was on an advisory committee to see if people were willing to support a sales tax to build the lake," Gene said. In 2004, the proposal was put on the ballot in Hodgman, Ford, Gray, and Finney counties. The proposal passed by more than a 2-to-1 margin. The Pawnee Watershed District owns the land, which is leased to the Horse Thief Benefit District. In 2009, the 7,200-foot-long dam was completed. The reservoir was constructed in a scenic area 9 miles west of the rural community of Jetmore, population 770 people. Now that's rural. The reservoir takes its name from a nearby canyon where the old-timers say horse thieves were hung back in frontier days. Here's my advice. When you come to the reservoir today, bring your own horse. Horse Thief Reservoir is now the largest body of water in southwest Kansas, consisting of 450 acres of water and 1,600 acres of prairie. "Everybody said the lake would never fill with water," Audrey said, "due to the fickle nature of western Kansas rainfall. By spring 2010, it was filled to 50%, and by July 2016, it was filled to capacity," she said. In 2018, an estimated 100,000 visitors came to Horse Thief Reservoir from many states. "We have 54 camping sites with utilities and primitive camping sites all over," Audrey said. "There are boat docks, barbecue sites, horseshoe pits, frisbee golf, windsurfing, an archery range, swimming area, equestrian corrals, hiking and biking trails, a lodge, and a stage and open-air pavilion which has hosted a Red Dirt Music Festival, plus weddings and holiday parties. There are also 5 yurts, which sounds like something out of a Dr. Seuss book. These are dome-like structures for lodging. A reservoir visitor can opt for primitive camping or go for a yurt with the comforts of home. A couple of the yurts are fully equipped with running water, refrigerator, stove, microwave, bathrooms, queen beds, and more. This is for what some call glamping, glamorous camping. Walk-in hunting is allowed for deer, waterfowl, and upland birds. The lake is stocked with walleye, largemouth bass, channel cat, bluegill, sage-eye, and more. I'm still an avid fisherman," Gene said. There are also special events such as zombie paintball in the fall, plus a rooster roundup contest and more. "We have a friends group which holds fundraisers with the proceeds going to the reservoir," Audrey said. "We are actively working on plans for further enhancements to get people here year-round," Audrey said. For more information, see www.horsethiefreservoir.com. Would you like to go camping on a lakefront property? Then build a lake next door. We commend Audrey Rupp, Gene Webb, and all those involved with Horse Thief Reservoir for making a difference with this community enhancement in outdoor recreation. Let's go to the lake. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.